How does a person go from being an ordinary human being to an icon? In the modern era, that transformation has relied on talented photographers like Rayanne Rubinstein. Rubinstein can capture those fleeting moments when it feels like you can see right into someone's soul, whether it's Jimi Hendrix, Muhammad Ali, Rodney Dangerfield, or her friend Andy Warhol. You feel like you know a person when you look at her work. Rayanne Rubinstein is based in Nashville and has an extensive portfolio of country music legends. Those photos are on display this weekend at the exhibit Country, Portraits of an American Sound, at the Annenberg Space for Photography in Los Angeles. Rubinstein stumbled into the country music scene when she stumbled into the Man in Black.
My friend, whose name was Lita, she had become a celebrity writer, and she did interviews with a lot of the stars of the day. As one of her best friends, I became her photographic sidekick. She got an assignment to go to Nashville, Tennessee, to photograph Johnny Cash. So we got to the Ryman Auditorium. Lita decided to go look for him and left me standing below the stage. As I was thinking how exciting it was, I suddenly felt the presence of someone standing behind me. It was such a powerful presence that I turned around quickly because I felt like somebody was, like, too close. And actually, it was Johnny Cash squatting down on the stage. These are his exact words. He said, "Hello, little lady. Can I help you?"
Hey, porter. Hey, porter. What time did you say? How much longer would it be till I can see the light of day?
Lita came back, and she interviewed him, and I photographed him, and I have those photos to this day, and I'm extremely proud of how they came out. He was dressed in black, just like you would expect. He had a vest, he had slicked back hair, he had a big guitar, big cowboy boots. It was just the most amazing experience, because every picture would be perfect, because it was Johnny Cash. There's nothing else you can say about that. I had many opportunities to shoot Waylon Jennings. He had a propensity to be very flirtatious.
On a Greyhound bus, Lord, I'm traveling this morning.
I had an assignment to photograph him during rehearsal. But since I was taking pictures, he started to preen for the camera, self-producing these unbelievable poses and faces and flirtatious faces, and I remember even standing there taking them and thinking, these are going to be known for years to come.
It's been making me lonesome, Henri and me.
Now, these stories sound fun, but there are some that are very difficult. I was supposed to do a shoot of Jerry Lee Lewis performing at this club. So I was there, and he was there, and the audience was there. I was going to shoot the show, and the next thing I know, he was walking across the room, and he opened the window, and he jumped out, and he left, and he never came back.
My name is Jerry Lee Lewis, I'm from Louisiana, I'm gonna do.
If I was going to venture a guess, I would say he had a girl somewhere waiting for him. But I think I appreciate it now. I think it's amazing what it really felt like to be near them, what it felt like to understand them. My entree was not because I was so charming or so talented, but was because they liked me, they knew me. They didn't want a stranger on their bus or at the show, so they would rather have me. It was just pure luck. It could have been somebody else.
Photographer Rayanne Rubinstein. Her photos are on display for the rest of this weekend at the Annenberg Space for Photography in Los Angeles.